Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. This busy holiday season, don't forget animal. It's a perfect time to give back to help animals in need. To tell us about all the ways you can make a difference and help animals, even make your pet a Facebook star, is Tina Reddington. She's been with the ASPCA, American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, for over 9 years, holding various roles, currently director, Los Angeles ASPCA Volunteer Program, launching their volunteer program over 2 years ago, and the ASPCA LA Kitten Foster Program in the fall of 2016. The foster program has cared for over 2,800 cats since its inception and continues to grow, helping us help animals this holiday season. Tina Reddington with us on This Week in America. Hi, Tina. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thanks so much for having me.
An important discussion. Great to have you with us on the program. And we've all seen those puppy surprise reaction videos, the shocked looks, the tears of joy over the adorable new pup or kitten in the box. How can we make sure that we do it the right way and avoid accidentally supporting cruelty in the process?
Yes. So we are asking everybody to please make pet adoption your first option. There are over 6.5 million companion animals entering our shelters every single year. So there is definitely the right pet for you in your local shelter. We hope that you will bring one of these guys home, save their life, and, you know, not purchase a pet, because you could be supporting cruelty with purchasing a pet rather than adopting.
You know, what's interesting, you talk to people who go to the shelter and suddenly they sort of think what they're looking for when they go in, and there's an animal there, there's a cat or a dog that captures their attention, and they get something totally different. You're surprised sometimes, aren't you, when you go to the shelter and what you end up taking home and falling in love with.
I mean, this is a member of your family, and each dog is unique and has their own personality. So bringing the whole family together and finding the personality that fits best with your family can come in any package, small, big, three-legged or four-legged.
What happens when you're looking and you really don't think you found the perfect animal, the perfect cat or dog? Should you do like a doggy IOU and then everybody can go out as a family, take their time and look for that perfect connection?
Yes, whatever you can do to adopt an animal, that's what we strongly encourage. You can even look into fostering, because animals don't always show their true colors in a shelter environment. It's very stressful, overcrowded. They're not going to be their true selves. So by fostering, you can take home an animal for a couple of weeks, see how they fit in your family before you make the commitment to adopt.
Well, and you've started, as I mentioned, this excellent Adopt-a-Kitten foster program in L.A. With you as we're talking, you know the joys of fostering firsthand. Talk about Hamlet. He's with you as we're talking today.
Yes, I've got Hammy on the couch with me. He's taken a little cat nap. We have been fostering him for about a month now. He's 8 years old. He was in the shelter for 3 months, and we wanted to give him a break by bringing him home, introducing him to new people, and hopefully finding his new family.
And if you're interested in adopting, what I understand, you don't have to live in the L.A. area. You can actually hook up with them, maybe Facebook chat, that type of thing, and make arrangements if it's the proper fit.
Totally. Hammy loves road trips, so he will travel wherever his right family is.
What is it like when you foster? I would think every time you foster, you would end up actually adopting, because I don't know how you could emotionally be connected and then watch somebody else walk away with them. How difficult is that emotionally?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's very, very hard. However, the moment I am able to put him into a new home with a family that loves him, that means my home opens up for a new animal I get the opportunity to save.
What a great way to look at it.
There are so many animals who need help, so it's very hard to say goodbye, but you're going to be able to save even more lives by saying goodbye.
If someone is interested in looking into adopting Hamlet, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, they can email us at adopthamlet@aspca.org. We'll send you all of his info.
You know, it's interesting because you can also do like a fundraiser on Facebook that will benefit the ASPCA. We've got the world's most amazing dog. It's an international contest, a fundraiser, and you can make a lot of money for ASPCA in doing this. Talk about how this works.
Yeah, we are thrilled that Facebook has included us in their new series, World's Most Amazing Dog. It's a reality competition series on Facebook Watch, and it's kind of like American Idol meets Westminster Dog Show. They're asking everybody across the world to submit an audition tape of their pup doing an amazing thing, whether it's surfboard riding, frisbee catching, just being really cute. Whatever works, you can submit your dog's audition tape by visiting World's Most Amazing Dog on your mobile device in the Facebook application. And for every audition tape submitted, a dollar is going to be donated to an animal charity. And winner of World's Most Amazing Dog wins $100,000. So everybody wins at the end of the day.
And all of a sudden, that dog has gone viral. So if you wanted to get your dog on Facebook and get a number of hits, this is a great way to go about doing it. And it's very simple to do. Facebook.com/Most Amazing Dog. Have all those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a great way to get some publicity for your dog out there. Feel good at the same time, because the ASPCA is going to be making some funds off of this. Let's talk about something. If someone is like, you know, I would like to do something, but I really don't feel it's my time in life that I can actually adopt. You suggest volunteering at a local shelter. You're in charge of volunteers out there. I'm sure there's always something volunteers can do that's very beneficial.
Yes, animal shelters all across the country are desperate for volunteers to come help them. Most shelters have a lot of animals they need to help, and they never have enough hands to care for all of those animals. So please go and volunteer at your local animal shelter. Create a fundraiser for the ASPCA on Facebook, and those funds will go to some really important work. Or you could even do a supply donation drive. Ask your local shelter what supplies they are most in need of and try to collect those donations and gift them to the shelter. And they could really put those items to good use.
Tina Reddington with us, director of the Los Angeles Area ASPCA Volunteer Program. Information she's talking about available at their website, aspca.org/barredfromlove. Let's go back to, again, talking about how we can go about finding an animal, that perfect fit, without supporting cruelty, maybe unknowingly in the process. So often, whenever we think of finding something, we go to the internet. How can we use the internet and use it properly?
Yeah, well, on aspca.org, we have an adoptable pet section where we are listing adoptable animals all across the country. If you're going to your local shelter, that's definitely a way to save a life, help a homeless pet, and you won't be supporting cruelty in that way. Purchasing a pet, that is where you have the largest chance of supporting cruelty. So please do your research and adopt a pet if you can.
I think by now most people know, but we'll reinforce it as well. Stay away from pet stores. In fact, I saw recently Atlantic City City Council passed an ordinance prohibiting the retail sale of puppies and kittens in pet stores, supported by the ASPCA. You really need to stay away. That's where cruelty starts, right?
Yeah, a lot of those dogs you're purchasing in a pet store come from puppy mills. Puppy mills are horrible places for dogs to grow up, and especially for their moms who are forced to breed year after year. So some pet stores have worked with rescue groups and have adoptable pets, which is amazing. But those cities that don't have legislation where it prohibits the sale of pets, you really want to make sure that you're supporting a rescue or a shelter with taking home a pet from your local pet store. Make sure you're not purchasing and that you're adopting.
Got about a minute left. Something that's so impressive is the work that the ASPCA is doing in relief efforts in response to the recent natural disasters. Talk about that. It's so heartbreaking when we see all of the devastation, the fires, the floods, that type of thing, and we see animals aimlessly walking around looking for somebody they know, looking for their home, which is in many cases no longer there.
Yes, we responded to both of the California wildfires that recently happened. We were able to save thousands of animals. Luckily, we have enough resources that we can go to animals at a moment's notice who are in crisis, save them, rescue them, rehabilitate them, and reunite them with their owners, or if they don't have an owner, help find their new home and their new family. We do this for natural disasters and man-made disasters. So we're also rescuing animals from puppy mills and dogfighting rings as well.
Tina Reddington, our guest director, Los Angeles ASPCA Volunteer Program. The information we're talking about at aspca.org/barredfromlove. And once again, you can go enter your dog, the most amazing dog contest, an international contest on Facebook, $1 donated to the ASPCA when you do the audition, when you post the audition. That's at facebook.com/mostamazingdog. Tina, great program. Thank you so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.